Mike Pence.
You'll see in Mike Pence somebody who's able to defend Donald Trump, the running mate, but at the same time take the case right to Hillary Clinton.
The new Forbes list of the richest Americans is out, and Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos now second, bumping Warren Buffett down to third. Number one, still Bill Gates. USA Radio News.
Have you ever come home from work to find out that the power's out? You reach the power company and they inform you that it'll be out for another 8 hours. Panic sets in. You've been told to prepare for this before. Bottled water, radio, flashlight, easy to prepare meals. And for the next 8 hours, everyone is on edge. No AC, no TV, no hot dinner tonight. What will happen to your family if this same situation were to last 2 days, a week, or even a month? This is Colonel Rusty Humphreys to tell you about Heaven's Harvest. Heaven's Harvest has long-term storable food and water products that will ensure your family's well-being through any man-made or natural disaster. Don't wait for the power to go out. Go to HeavensHarvest.com and secure your family's well-being today. That's HeavensHarvest.com or call 800-516-4773. Again, 800-516-4773. HeavensHarvest.com. Use promo Rusty and receive free shipping. HeavensHarvest.com. That's HeavensHarvest.com.
Former President Bill Clinton surprising a crowd by slamming Obamacare. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
It doesn't work.
That's former President Bill Clinton blasting the Affordable Care Act, the same health care system that his wife Hillary supports. Clinton speaking at a rally in Michigan yesterday and pointing out what he sees as problems with President Obama's legislation.
So you've got this crazy system where all of a sudden 25 million more people have health care, and then the people are out there busting it, sometimes 60 hours a week, wind up with their premiums doubled and their coverage cut in half. It's the craziest thing in the world.
Still, Clinton's wife Hillary calls herself a staunch supporter of Obamacare. I'm Chris Barnes.
Day two of a trial of an Atlanta man accused of leaving his son in a hot car to die. They say he was leading a double life. In his opening statement yesterday, District Attorney Chuck Boring said Justin Ross Harris viewed the 22-month-old son, Cooper, as an obstacle to the child-free life he wanted. USA Radio News.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The website WikiLeaks celebrated their 10th anniversary with not really that big an announcement. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange saying during a live-streamed news conference overnight that the organization will publish about a million documents related to the U.S. election before the end of the year, but he denies the release is aimed at damaging Hillary Clinton. He did criticize Clinton, the Democratic nominee, for demonizing WikiLeaks' work, and he did say her campaign also falsely suggested that accessing WikiLeaks' data would make users vulnerable to malicious software, but Assange denies that the release of the documents will be geared to damage Clinton. Saying if that's what people thought he said, then he has been misquoted. I'm Chris Barnes.
The American Civil Liberties Union now targeting police officers. They're coming after the police department in El Cajon, California. Here's the story.
Officials with the American Civil Liberties Union have put the El Cajon Police Department and the San Diego County Sheriff's Department on notice. The ACLU says they are investigating officers dressed in riot gear, breaking up a vigil to honor Alfred Alongo, who was shot and killed after a confrontation with El Cajon police officers last Tuesday. A dozen people were arrested that night, and the ACLU says, based on what they know, the arrests were unconstitutional. Jason Campadonia, San Diego.
Of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dave White, and welcome to the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio Station and the Human Side of Business. I'm your host for the show, and each week we'll be talking to people about the world of work, how it's changing, and all of the people issues from different professions and the ones that always crop up at work one way or the other. We're going to be hearing from a lot of different people about how they got to where they are, too, because I always find those stories to be so interesting. Right now, we need to go to a quick commercial break, and then I'll tell you more about today's guest, Julie Schuldner, the Vice President of Development and Communications for Alzheimer's New Jersey.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dave White again, and welcome to the human side of business. My guest today is Julie Schuldner, who is the Vice President of Development and Communications for Alzheimer's New Jersey. Welcome, Julie, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. Alzheimer's is, I don't know what the best way to describe it. For me personally, it's both a terrifying and frightening and horrible disease. And I think anyone that's had it touch their lives comes away with pretty much the same feeling. But we'll be interested to hear what your association is doing in that whole area. But first, let's talk about you in terms of your background and how you got to where you are.
Well, I am a proud graduate of Seton Hall University right here in New Jersey. I had then gone on to Temple University in Philadelphia and got an MBA in health administration, so I always knew that I was going to go into a healthcare-related career.
Okay.
Found myself gravitating towards nonprofit. Last job was at Family Promise of Sussex County. It was a homeless shelter program.
All right.
And have been with Alzheimer's New Jersey for 2 years next week.
Right. Great. So it sounds like the nonprofit and helping other people is sort of in your DNA. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is. Even on weekends, I find myself volunteering for lots of different organizations.
Wow. That's just tremendous credit to you, Julie. Tell us more about Alzheimer's, New Jersey's Alzheimer's, and how you got involved with them.
Well, I was looking for a new position. I wanted to just stay on my career track and look for a larger organization to get involved with so that I could really advance my skill set. And
okay.
So I found this position and, you know, in hindsight, I'm just so lucky to have gotten involved with Alzheimer's New Jersey. It's a wonderful organization. It's a cause that has really become close to my heart since I've been there.
Really?
So, mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay. What's your current role? What are you currently doing with them?
Well, as you said, my position is Vice President of Development and Communications, and so that involves all sorts of fundraising, so either through special events, individual giving, grants, and so I oversee all of those programs. And then on the communications side, just marketing and public relations.
Okay.
So a wide variety.
Sure. Now, is that a role that you've always had with some of the other organizations in terms of community outreach and also the funding and the development piece?
Definitely. Events I've been involved with, for the past number of years. And then also starting to get more involved in marketing and PR, using social media, which is definitely something that a lot of not-for-profits are trying to jump into.
Sure.
In order to build awareness and build their donor base.
So. Right. Does your association have a page on Facebook and things like that?
Yes. Alzheimer's New Jersey is on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're really on all of the platforms, so we're excited about that.
And so you're out there.
Out there, and it's definitely built a lot of awareness and helped to promote all of our events.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. We're going to come back to your events a little later on in the program, so give you a chance to talk about them. But, what are some of the most critical things that you've learned about Alzheimer's since you joined New Jersey Alzheimer's?
Well, it's interesting, Dave, because once you tell people who you work for, immediately the stories come out.
Yeah.
And it's without a doubt, 90% of the people I meet do have a personal story.
Do they?
And everyone is different. Everyone is different. So I have learned a lot about how Alzheimer's disease affects families. And then also from a more scientific point of view, the fact that it's not a normal part of aging.
Right.
There is no cure for Alzheimer's disease.
That's discouraging.
It is, but that's where we come in, and we'll get more into what our organization does.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Alzheimer's disease is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States.
So is it really?
It is. It is.
I did not realize that.
Yeah.
My grandfather died of Alzheimer's, and my father was the oldest son.
Mm-hmm.
This was back in the mid-30s, and then I don't think they really understood it very well.
Right.
And my dad always talked about how he had to make the decision to put his father into a nursing home because it was killing his mother to try to take care of him. And and he said he never slept well after that, having to make that decision. So
yeah, that's a tough decision.
Yeah.
And that's something that we see, and a lot of our programs are focused on the caregivers.
Right.
Because it's the caregivers who sometimes pass before those with a disease because of the stress. And the physical aspect of caring for someone with Alzheimer's.
I think part of me, I shudder at the thought, and part of me kind of recoils at the idea, either myself or or someone in my family, just coming down with it. And yet there's like you said, there's no cure.
Not yet. There's no cure yet, but we're very hopeful.
Right. Let's get started talking about you mentioned that it's currently the sixth leading cause of death in the United States.
That's right.
What is its prevalence overall in terms of the our population?
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there's about 5 million people in the United States who currently have the disease.
Right.
Alzheimer's New Jersey recently conducted a telephone survey in May through Fairleigh Dickinson University. Public Mind.
Okay.
And so we found that more than 68% of New Jersey residents know someone who has had Alzheimer's or dementia who has it.
Right.
In New Jersey, there's about 170,000 people with the disease.
Wow.
And then close to 330,000 caregivers. So over 500,000 people in New Jersey are facing Alzheimer's.
Really? What's going to happen to those figures, those percentages, in the future? What's your best guess or projection?
Well, I'm sad to say that the numbers are going to increase. Alzheimer's, the greatest risk factor is age,
right.
And our population
is
increasing.
Older.
It's getting older.
Sure.
And so we've got about 1.5 million New Jersey residents who are over the age of 65, and that number is increasing. So.
Okay. All right, we need to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back. You're listening to The Human Side of Business and the 100 and Chamber Internet Radio. My guest today is Julie Schuldner, Vice President of Development and Communications for Alzheimer's New Jersey.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambee's, Purely Delicious.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly.
Welcome back to The Human Side of Business, and we're talking today with Julie Schuldner, Vice President of Development and Communications for Alzheimer's New Jersey. You were just listening to a little bit of Crosby, Stills, and Nash going back to the late 60s, and I'm revealing my age right there, so some of you may not be familiar with it, but always been one of my favorite songs, so I figured I would share it with you. So, back to you, Julie. The prevalence of the disease, you were talking about it, the projections of it for the future. Anything more you can add about that?
I think really that, like I said, we had just conducted a telephone survey, and for respondents who did know someone who had or has the disease, 71% of those people were family members.
Okay.
Of that group, we had 40% who were immediate family and 31% were other relatives. So that's a pretty high number. A lot of families in our state are dealing with Alzheimer's disease.
Has anyone looked at the impact that it's had on families? I mean, I know that the stress level on caregivers is just incredible, but has anyone taken a look at that you know of?
You know, we just really know through stories that we hear.
Anecdotal.
From our kids, yeah, that a lot of work has to be missed because caregivers aren't necessarily the spouse. It may be the child of somebody. So they're younger. They're caring for their own family members.
Right.
So they miss work, and it definitely has a financial impact on their family if they have to bring in home care or send a loved one to some type of adult day program.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's interesting, and it's interesting you talk about the impact of missing work. What's your experience been in terms of the understanding that people get from their employers when that happens?
I think a lot of people are still hesitant to talk about it.
You mean so they won't necessarily even acknowledge it?
I think there's still a stigma attached to
really?
Alzheimer's disease, definitely, that people feel like even between a couple, if an individual has been diagnosed, that they don't want to share that with friends because they fear the repercussions, the loss of that support.
Oh.
Definitely. And I think in some cases that maybe even the person with the disease hasn't been told that they have it. And so they're not using that word. They're not using the word Alzheimer's.
Really?
So that's also something through our organization. We're trying to build awareness and just make people understand that they're not alone.
Yeah.
That's really a big message that we have. There is support out there.
So what, talking about the awareness mm-hmm. issue, what are some of the basic things that you think our listeners need to know and understand about Alzheimer's?
Well, you're not alone. If you have a loved one who is experiencing memory loss, just to understand that this is not a normal part of aging.
It's not.
It is not. And it is affecting younger people. If you have some concerns about someone who is experiencing memory loss, to definitely go see your primary care doctor and
mm-hmm.
share your concerns. And, with a diagnosis, be able to take the next step to see what your options are.
Okay.
And one of those first steps is to get in touch with our organization through our helpline.
Ah.
So we have a locally staffed helpline. The phone number is 888-280-6055, and individuals can call and talk to somebody who is in our Denville office.
Great.
And just ask any questions that they have
okay.
about what they're experiencing with their loved one, what future options are, anything.
Okay.
So.
Is there any, I know it's associated with getting older.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard things about something called early onset Alzheimer's. Is there any particular age where if you're going to, suffer from the disease when it usually will begin?
It's more common in individuals who are over 65.
Okay.
But we are seeing individuals in their late 40s, early 50s who are also experiencing the early onset.
Okay.
So.
Do we have any idea what causes it? I mean, is it genetically related, or don't we know?
There is in one form a genetic component, but the research is still being done,
okay.
and they're still trying to figure out what the cause is.
Yeah. Okay. So you talked about earlier about the impact that it has on family members taking care of someone with Alzheimer's. What would you say to those individuals in terms of what they need to be aware of?
I think they need to be aware that Alzheimer's is a disease that is different in every individual.
Is it?
It's not a disease where you could, have a friend who knows someone with it and your loved one would share all of the same symptoms or behaviors. Some individuals might wander, some might not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different in each individual. And again, that's why it's important to get in touch with our organization so that you can understand that.
Right.
We have educational programs on a weekly basis that individuals can attend. They're all over the state of New Jersey, mm-hmm. which is our service area. They're listed on our website, which is alznj.org. We also have dozens of support groups all over the state. And so some are during the day, some are in the evening. So we have a lot of individuals who attend those and really feel comfortable with others who are going through the same issues and being able to talk and share ideas and
sure.
stories. So,
are the educational programs primarily targeted to potential caregivers, or are there different target audiences for those?
There's definitely different target audiences. We present in libraries. We present to corporate audiences. So again, like you were saying, you know, trying to get the business world to understand that they may have employees who are dealing with this issue.
Mm-hmm.
We also have caregiver conferences in the fall.
Okay.
And so those are held in the different counties and are targeted towards caregivers. They're on Saturdays in partnership with some of the local hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And again, our website has all of this information, all of the different types of programs we have, whether it be caregiver stress or an Alzheimer's 101, where people can just learn about the basics of the disease.
Right. Is some of the training or the programs targeted to help the caregiver when they see a certain kind of behavior, whatever the best way? Because it's not like you can use logic or reason to deal
right.
with someone with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, the programs definitely give ideas, but again, it's there's so many. Different aspects of the disease.
It shows up so differently.
Yeah, that I think giving a call to our helpline is really the best advice I can give so
okay.
that you can have that one-on-one attention
mm-hmm.
rather than ask your question in front of a group of people.
Okay.
So that would probably be...
And that helpline, is that 24-hour? How is that open all the time? Or
it's right now it's open from 8 a.m. until... 5 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Monday through Friday.
I bet it's busy.
It is busy. It is.
Well, I'm sure people need to know that, as you said before, they're not alone.
Exactly.
And because I'm sure otherwise it would be a very, very, it still probably is a lonely spot to be in.
Yeah, it can be very isolating.
Yeah.
As I said, if you're not willing to share what's going on with
right.
your family and friends. And that's why the support groups are a great option for a lot of people
mm-hmm.
who aren't ready to share.
Do you think the stigma that's associated with it is going to go away at some point in time? Is it decreasing in any as it becomes more prevalent?
I think it's decreasing because we're all talking about Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
Whether it be, a movie that's been released nationally or a book that gets people talking.
Mm-hmm.
Having people in the public eye who are willing to stand up and say that they have a loved one with the disease, I think it helps people understand that it is affecting a lot of people. So that's been helpful.
I guess I never really thought about the stigma before because it just seemed like the disease in itself is so horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Then to add a stigma on top of that to the people who are coping with the individual having the disease, it's like piling on.
Right, right.
And it's distressing to think that it still exists out there. Do you take the position that it's better to be able to talk about it, at least in a comfortable setting like a support group or something like that?
You know what? That's what the support groups are for, but as an organization, we support the individual's decision whether or not they want to go public with it. Or,
sure.
It's their choice. And again, we have individuals who might call and say, hi, I have a neighbor with Alzheimer's disease or a friend. Can you give me some tips on how I should talk to them or how I can relate to them?
Sure.
And so that's something that we do as well.
Yeah. We had someone living right across the street, a couple, and their kids are grown,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. I don't understand quite the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's. But he was wandering, but the wife shared it with everyone in the neighborhood, and basically said, "If you see him, please, you know, let somebody know because it's dangerous."
That's great. Yeah, so, I'm sure that put her mind at ease.
Yeah, the last thing in the world you want to do is make it harder for someone dealing with that.
But you know what? To answer the question you just asked about the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's, dementia is really the umbrella.
That's the larger.
Exactly. And Alzheimer's is one form of dementia.
Okay.
It happens to be, one of the most frequently diagnosed.
Okay. So, all right. Well, that's good to know. When you talk about the family members taking care of someone with Alzheimer's, obviously then it's critical for them to be able to reach out to someone like you folks with specific issues to get assistance in dealing with someone who that they're taking care of. What other things would you say it's important for family members to be aware of?
Well, I think that there are a lot of options. Some individuals choose long-term care for their loved one. There's home care. There's adult day programs. So there are options for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
One of our programs that we offer is our respite care and wellness program.
Okay. And tell us more about that.
Well, so we not only talk about how to stay healthy as a caregiver, but we also offer $1,000 scholarships for individuals who are caregiving in the home for immediate family members.
All right.
And they use that scholarship money for home care, for adult day programming. And I think for people who are unsure if that's the path they want to take, I think it's a little easier when it's through a scholarship.
Sure.
And a lot of people realize that it's something that they need so that they can stay healthy.
Right.
Alzheimer's New Jersey actually gave out $423,000 in respite care scholarships this past year.
Really?
So we helped 423 families.
Wow.
And, we're really excited that we're able to do that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's adult care is not I'm familiar with a number of organizations that work with seniors, and it's not inexpensive.
Not at all. Not at all.
And most of those individuals who do that, they have to get special training, don't they?
Who do provide that care. Yeah. And that's something else that we do is we provide training for professionals.
Okay.
Who are caring for individuals with Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds like there's a very large need out there that your organization is
trying
to address.
Right. It might be in an assisted living facility or a nursing home or even emergency care professionals. So those who are EMTs or police officers, giving them the training if they do, when they're interacting with someone with Alzheimer's disease. So that's something else that we've been doing a lot of.
How would they even know? How would you recognize it? What are the signs for someone in a law enforcement field that you're dealing with someone that has Alzheimer's?
Well, I think it's fortunately not something that frequently happens.
Okay.
As with anyone who may seem confused, just being patient and listening, being understanding of maybe their repetition and what they're saying.
Okay.
And just trying to reconnect them to their loved one.
Wow. Okay. How about, you mentioned before there is no cure for Alzheimer's. Do you give us a little bit of understanding of where we stand with the research?
Well, our organization does support local research, and so monies that are donated to Alzheimer's New Jersey do support local research facilities who are studying and looking for a cure for Alzheimer's disease. Mm-hmm. And then we also, of course, and we've been talking about this, are your local organization for programs and services. So providing those programs to increase awareness, access to services, education, training, information, and just trying to improve the lives of people who are affected by Alzheimer's disease. So
right.
It's a balance, the local programs, the research, the advocacy.
Well, obviously mm-hmm. there's a huge need for both. I mean, the research in Alzheimer's, it's relatively new, isn't it? I mean, it hasn't been going on for that long.
I think it's been going on for a number of years, and a lot of facilities are doing clinical trials now that individuals can get involved in.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good to know. Okay. Your mission, for Alzheimer's New Jersey, how would you describe that?
Well, the most important thing is that 100% of the funds raised do stay local and provide services to those affected by the disease.
Okay.
And so those services, again, our respite care and wellness program, our locally staffed helpline, dozens of support groups, our educational programs, and all of those are made possible through all of the funds that we raise through our events and other donations.
Okay. Do you have volunteers who are participating?
We do. We have volunteer committees for all of our special events.
Okay.
We also have volunteers who staff our health fairs. So we're asked to participate in health fairs with corporations, hospitals, and those are primarily done by volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Our volunteers run all of our support groups.
Ah.
And so we rely very heavily on those individuals to carry out our mission.
Sure.
and to provide all of those services.
If someone were interested in volunteering
mm-hmm.
to help, what would be the... What should they do? How would they proceed?
They should visit our website, alznj.org.
Right.
And there is an area which talks about volunteers, and we'll connect them to a short application that they can fill out
mm-hmm.
and send it in, and then we'll be in touch with them to find out what the best place there is for them within the organization.
Okay. And now you're located up in the Morristown area?
We actually have 4 offices.
Oh, really?
Okay. We do. Our headquarters are in Denville.
Okay.
And then we also have an office in Oradell, Red Bank, and Princeton.
Ah.
But we do cover the entire state of New Jersey.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Okay. Future plans for growth. What do you see happening with Alzheimer's New Jersey?
Well, I see us expanding all of our programs. I'd love to come back next year and say that we gave out, over $500,000 in scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
But we're constantly responding to requests for educational programs and rarely say no to those.
Sure.
So we're expanding down into those southern counties more.
Mm-hmm.
So just growing the organization, building awareness so that people don't have to come back and say, I wish I knew who you were. I wish I knew about Alzheimer's New Jersey when I first received the diagnosis.
Mm.
We want the physician to, when they're giving the diagnosis, give the name of our organization, the phone number, the website, so that people can immediately know that they have a support system.
Right.
And give us a call, visit the website, and learn more about the disease and the programs that
sure.
will help them.
You mentioned before going to some corporate events. Have you found businesses to be supportive of your effort to spread the awareness about Alzheimer's?
Definitely. Very supportive. Businesses sponsor all of our events. So we've got multiple sponsors for all of our walks,
mm-hmm.
our gala, our golf event, our education and research conference, and so we have very good support from the businesses in the state.
Okay. Tell us more about your education and was it education and research conference?
It's an education and research conference. We are going to be holding our 19th conference next April.
Ah, excellent.
It's targeted at professionals. So there are educational credits that they can receive.
Professionals in the in your field.
Exactly. So it's a social worker, a nurse, an administrator of a facility.
Sure.
And so they can come and hear about the latest research. They can hear about the latest care and then receive credits for their attendance.
Okay. Now, where is that usually conducted?
It is at the Palace in Somerset.
Sure.
And there's information on our website about that event.
Okay. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Worthwhile.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. It's very well received, and we have individuals who come from really the tri-state area.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. We pride ourselves on the fact that we haven't had a repeat speaker, and so we're always looking for an individual who can come and really update everybody on what's going on with research and with care. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds like it would be very interesting.
Yes.
Is that open to the general public, or how does that work?
Well, it's because it's you do receive educational credits.
Right.
It's really targeted at professionals.
Okay.
But, of course, you know, any individual can attend. The caregivers are probably better suited to our caregiver conferences.
That's something different.
Exactly. And those are free of charge.
Okay.
We have one upcoming in Union County on November 5th,
mm-hmm.
Sussex County on November 12th. And again, additional information is found on the website.
Really?
Yeah.
Now how long do these workshops or those events last?
Yeah, they're half-day conferences.
Mm-hmm.
We usually have a physician as a speaker, an attorney, and then someone from the organization.
Mm. Okay. Great. Let's get started. We're going to have to break for a commercial in a few minutes, but I would like to talk a little bit more about, you know, the different events. You've mentioned some of them. Could you tell me, you know, the some of the additional events that you folks sponsor?
Sure. We'd love to talk about our events. That's my specialty.
Okay.
So this is walk season, and so we've already held two of our walks. We kicked off our first walk in Point Pleasant Beach on Saturday, September 24th.
Mm-hmm.
We had about 1,800 people there.
Wow.
It was a fabulous event. Last weekend, we were at Liberty State Park, Saturday, October 1st, and so that was our second walk.
Okay.
And this weekend, this Sunday, we are right in Princeton,
mm-hmm.
at ETS on their campus.
Right.
It's their 13th year hosting us.
Wow. Okay.
And so we're very excited about that. And then our last walk is Sunday, October 30th, and that's in Paramus at Bergen Community College.
Okay.
So a variety of areas of the state for people to get to.
Right. I think I mentioned to you, I just signed up for the walk.
Yes.
Walk down in
very
Princeton.
Very excited to hear that.
Yeah. One of the members of the chamber, Chris Kellogg, and his company called Nightingales is sponsoring.
Wonderful.
A team. So
that's great.
I'm going to be down there with my dog. Apparently, it's a dog-friendly
it
environment.
It is a dog-friendly environment, as long as they're on a leash.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's sort of a given. Okay. So the walks are, I assume, a major source of fundraising for you?
They are. They're really our biggest fundraisers of the year.
Okay.
And it's really an opportunity for families to come together, employees, friends to come together in honor of someone who they've lost to Alzheimer's disease.
All right.
Or an individual who is facing the disease right now. And it's special for the staff as well to interact with families who they may have talked to throughout the year.
Ah, over the phone.
Definitely. And just see multiple generations coming together to support their loved one. It's a special event. You can definitely feel the love and support when you're in the crowd and people are cheering for an end to Alzheimer's disease. So we always look forward to walk season.
Okay. It's got to be an emotional event, I'm sure.
It is emotional. You know, we do have food, we have music, we have activities, but there's definitely, you know, people understand why they're there.
Right.
One of the activities we have is called a memory wall.
Mm-hmm.
And so people can take a piece of chalk and put the name of their loved one or a message about why they're walking. And so we also enjoy reading all of the messages that people leave after the event.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Last week I talked about something called relational energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a source of energy that comes from the interaction with other people. And the simplest way to think of it is people that you'd like to be with and that you want to be around, you're going to leave that feeling energized. Mm-hmm. And I have to believe, even though it for some of these people, I mean, this is obviously so difficult, but they must leave feeling energized from
definitely,
these events.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Again, it's just going back to feeling that you're not alone in facing this, that you've done something to honor your loved one who's facing the disease, whether or not, they're still with us.
Sure.
And it's a great event. We do have a lot of individuals will get in touch with us post-event and let us know just how they were moved, want to get involved as a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, that's just something that's very gratifying for
sure.
The staff.
We need to take a quick break for another commercial, but we'll be right back. We're talking with Julie Schuldler, Vice President of Development and Communications for Alzheimer's New Jersey. And she's sharing her knowledge of this terrible disease and also what her organization is doing to combat it.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Got a friend.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Business. And our guest today is Julie Schuldner, Vice President of Development and Communications for Alzheimer's New Jersey. So welcome back, Julie. We were talking about the walk, the one that's scheduled for down in the Princeton area for this week. What else can you tell us about these events?
Well, 100% of the funds that we raise at the Princeton Walk and all of our events and all of our different fundraising activities stay local.
Mm-hmm.
So they do provide services and programs to New Jersey families who are affected.
Right.
And so we're very proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
This walk, each walk has its own personality.
Really?
So even though two of them have already passed, I'll still talk about them
sure.
in the hopes that people will remember next year. our Point Pleasant Beach Walk. It's nice. It's really the last weekend of the summer.
All right.
And so it gives people a chance to have that one last, few hours at the Jersey Shore.
We have a quasi beach.
Yes, yes. So we have a bagpiper who leads the crowd down the boardwalk.
Oh, really?
And a lot of families choose to spend the entire day down in Point Pleasant.
So they're actually walking down the boardwalk.
They are. Excellent. So that's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Liberty State Park, of course, you're walking in the shadow of the Statue of Liberty, and the views are amazing, being able to look at Lower Manhattan.
It always surprises me the number of people, maybe because we're so used to it, it's here. How many people have not been to the Liberty Park?
Yes, I agree. But if you come to the walk, then you will be able to get there.
Okay.
So that was last weekend. And this weekend, of course, we said that we're at ETS. So the fall foliage is, it's changing. Mm-hmm. So that's always beautiful. And it's such a beautiful campus.
Sure.
We've got food. We have a DJ. We give out prizes when walkers return. It's about a 2.5 to 3 mile walk.
Mm-hmm.
Registration begins at 8:30. There's still time to sign up as an individual or a team.
Sure.
And you can visit our website again, alznj.org, and find out how to do that. So we have a lot of corporate teams. We have a lot of sponsors who have a table at the walk and are giving out freebies. So that's always fun.
All right.
Light breakfast.
Everyone likes freebies.
They do. So light breakfast, and it's really a really nice day to honor those who are facing Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, and the caregivers.
That's right. And then Bergen Community College, that's our final walk. It's right on the campus. And the Knights of Columbus always have a barbecue for our walkers. So,
isn't that nice?
Yeah, so when the walkers come back, there'll be hot dogs and hamburgers waiting for them.
Excellent. What are some of the other events that you can tell us about that the Alzheimer's New Jersey sponsors?
We have a gala, which takes place in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
It moves around to different locations. This past year, we were in Jersey City at Maritime Park, a beautiful location. We also have a golf event. It's called Legendary Links Golf Raffle.
All right.
And so you're not actually playing golf, but you are buying a raffle ticket. They're $100, and you have a chance to win. This past year, it was 34 different golf outings at private golf clubs in the tri-state area.
Really?
Yes. And so for a $100 chance, you can win an outing. Ridgewood Country Club was on the list, mm-hmm. Arcola, Winged Foot. We even have a prize out to Pebble Beach. So it's a great event, and when you purchase your ticket, you're also invited to the drawing,
mm-hmm.
which is a cocktail party at a local club. So this year it'll be at the Morris County Golf Club on June 7th.
Right.
And it's a great way to support Alzheimer's New Jersey, especially for those who love golf.
Yep.
You can come. There's a silent auction, a live auction, food, drink. And hopefully you'll walk away with one of these fabulous golf outings.
Was that one of your ideas? That's a great idea.
This has been going on for a long time, and we love this event. We think it's very unique. There's so many golf outings out there, and this is, we call it the golfless golf outing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still winning an outing,
sure.
but you can play at your convenience. And who doesn't want to call up two or three of their best friends and say, hey, who wants to come out and play with me at Wingfoot or Ridgewood?
Really.
So
I think they'd be lining up at the door once they knew that you had won.
Yeah, so that's actually one of our favorite events to hold as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because people get really excited when they're the big winner.
Sure, understood. Other things that that you folks do in the area?
We have what we call third-party benefit events, and so we have individuals who call us and offer to hold events for us.
Really?
Yeah, and we're always excited by those.
Okay.
It's a minimal amount of work on our part, but it builds awareness. We usually go out to the event and we're asked to say a few words.
Right.
A lot of young people get involved in these events. We've had basketball tournaments. We've had golf outings that people hold. And so they just have a connection to the disease and they have a skill in running events and
yeah.
they want to do it and have us as the beneficiary.
That's interesting that young people.
Yeah, we had an individual who he put on a play and he wrote the entire play.
Really?
And he got his friends to participate.
Right.
And he held a play at his high school, and all of the funds that he raised came to our organization.
That's fantastic.
So that's just, yeah, you can't beat that.
No, it really doesn't get much
yeah.
better than
mm-hmm.
had this person been touched by Alzheimer's somehow?
I believe it was one of his grandparents who had the disease.
Okay.
And so he wanted to honor them.
Right.
And he certainly did.
What a great way to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah.
Ah, that's excellent. I want to give you a few minutes to talk about just in general the organization, Alzheimer's in New Jersey, and the things that you offer and the best way for people to find out about them and to get involved with them.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me here today.
Oh, absolutely.
I always enjoy talking about Alzheimer's New Jersey. We do great work. We're very proud of it. Most people come to us through our helpline, which is locally staffed. The number is 888-280-6055,
mm-hmm.
Or through our website, which is alznj.org.
Okay.
And the website has been recently updated. It has a lot of information on it,
right.
Not just about our events or our contact information, but information about the disease that people can look to as a resource.
Mm-hmm.
And that will just allow them to then take that second step and get in touch with us.
Sure.
And get more of their questions answered.
Yeah, I'd like to encourage our listeners to go to the website because I spent some time on it and, you know, in preparation for the program today. And I was truly impressed by the quality and the volume of information that's there. And
yeah.
there's so much, you know, there's so much more knowledge about this disease.
Yes.
Than I was aware of.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And if you're intrigued and you want to learn more, you can certainly attend one of our programs.
Mm.
Again, the calendar is on the website. And so attend one of the programs on a variety of topics.
Those are just open to the general
public?
They are
open to the general public. There is no charge. If you work for a company
mm-hmm.
and you'd like us to come in and do a lunch and learn,
sure.
we would love to do that and just teach the employees more about caregiving
mm-hmm.
or Alzheimer's disease. So we're happy to come in and do that as well.
Would you be the person that a company should contact if they were interested in that, or should they just do it through the website?
No, they can definitely get in touch with me.
Okay.
Even by calling that 1-888 number,
right.
they can get in touch with me, and then we can put a date on the calendar.
Excellent. Well, you know, we're pretty much coming to the end of our program, but I know this is something you feel very, very passionate about. I knew that from the moment I met you. And like I said, it's such a nasty disease in terms of what it does to people. And your point about its impact on families is very true.
Yeah. But you know what? There is hope.
Okay.
And there is support out there. And so we just encourage people to get in touch with us.
Okay. Julie, thank you very much.
Thanks,
for being
Dave.
On my show today. You've been listening to The Human Side of Business, and my name is Dave White, and this is the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
No.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Matthew's a slow mover, so it could produce 15 to 25 inches of rain, and believe it or not, with even isolated amounts close to 40 inches across southern Haiti and even portions of the Dominican Republic.
Forecasters calling Hurricane Matthew a catastrophic storm as it barrels through Haiti. The storm moving very, very slowly to the north, dumping as much as 4 feet of rain in some areas. The storm packing winds as high as 145 miles an hour near the eye. Florida Governor Rick Scott is telling his residents to prepare or evacuate ahead of a possibility of the storm striking his state. Secretary of State John Kerry calling out Russia, calling them an enemy because of their actions in Syria.
They remain an enemy because they are plotting against the United States and against Europe and others. And so that will remain a tenet of our continued pursuit of this effort.
More news at USARadio.com.